السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته يا شيخ علي.
عبد الرحمن، كيف الحال؟
الحمد لله يا شيخ علي.
كيف السفر؟
الحمد لله.
بارك الله فيك. نبدأ.
نعم يا شيخ.
طيب، إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، إنه من يهده الله فلا هادي له، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. أما بعد، Our book on these days is Ad-Da'u wa-Dawa by Al-Imam Muhammad ibn Abi Bakr Abu Abdullah ibn Al-Qayyim rahimahullah. He combines his own name and his father's name is the name of the closest person to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam among Abu Abdullah. That is the name of the father of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. When we mention this, we find it easy to ابن القيم رحمه الله had written this book for us, Ad-Da'u wa-Dawa, by means of providing a response to someone who was in trouble. And the first thing he did in the book is to give an assurance, which is always the first means of solving a problem. Assuring the one who was in trouble, who has a disease, who has a trial, who has a tribulation, hey, look, this tribulation has a solution. He referred to that hadith of the Prophet Muhammad that ma anzala Allahu da'an illa anzala lahu shifa'an. Allah has not sent down a disease except that anzala lahu shifa'an. Allah has sent down for that disease a means of cure, a means of healing. And the Imam Rahimahullah went ahead to provide us two universal forms of healing after making us understand that these diseases, these troubles, these ailments may be connected to the individual's qalb or his nafs or his badan. When Allah said ma anzala Allahu da'an, when the Prophet said alayhi salatu wasalam that ma anzala Allahu da'an, Allah has not sent down any disease, he explained to us that that disease may be qalbiyun, a disease connected to the heart, or nafsiyun, a disease connected to the soul, or badaniyun, a disease connected to the human body. The same way, illa anzalallahu shifa'an, Allah has sent down a means of cure for it. So the means of cure is for the diseases of the qulub, the disease of an-nufus, and the disease of the abdan. All the forms of the diseases, whether connected to the heart or the soul or the human body, Allah has sent down subhanahu wa ta'ala out of his mercy on his servants. He has sent down a cure for them. He quickly came to two major forms of finding healing and cure. The first that he mentioned, rahimahullah, was Al-Quran. And he mentioned the Quran as the evidence that Allah told us that وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ Allah is excited. He also it is mentioned that as an example of a cure connected to the body. A man was stung by a scorpion, and Abu Sa'id read Surah Al-Fatiha to the man, and the man woke up as if he was never stung at all. That a scorpion bites a person is from the diseases of the body. Because the people may think that the diabetes, they may think that the headache, the malaria are diseases of the body that may not be cured with the Quran. So he gave us an example of maradun badaniyun, a disease connected to the human body with which the Quran was employed as a means of cure, and the man stood up as if he was never stung. So the Quran is cure whether the disease is qalbiyun. We give other examples because Allah referred to the Quran as shifa'un, a means of cure, and it's open. Cure for every kind of disease. Cure for every kind of a trouble. Cure for every kind of a problem. Cure for every kind of discomfort and inconvenience. Read the Quran. Allah will remove that trouble and bring ease for you. He gave us other examples, rahimahullah, regarding himself, regarding other people. And he told us how well to employ the Quran as a means of cure. He even told us when you read the Quran and you are not finding a cure, what is likely to be the problem? He analyzed it, rahimahullah, and we'd explain that in our past lessons. He mentioned another major means of cure, which is universal, applicable in every kind of disease that the individual may have, and that is a dua, begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and supplicating unto him. Al-Imam Ibn al-Qayyim, rahimahullah, he told us that dua min aqwa al-way trouble wa husul al-matlub, and obtaining your desires. From the strongest means of doing that is what? Ad-dua. Dua is the enemy of trials. If a person has a trial, the way most so effective and potent to put away that trial is by making dua. He called it aduwul bala. He says, wahu aduwul bala. Dua is the enemy of troubles. Yudafi'uhu wa yu'alijuhu. Dua does not make that trouble to descend on you in the first place. Wa yu'alizolves it before it descends. Wa yamna'u nuzulahu. It prevents it from coming down to you. وَيَرْفَعُهُ أَوْ يُخَفِّفُهُ إِذَا نَزَلَ. And if it happens that the trouble is already on the ground, يخففه ويرفعه. دعاء will either يرفعه, it will remove it when it is already on the ground, أو يخففه, or it will reduce the effect or the intensity of that trouble. So if you were to be affected by 70% upon good dua, perhaps the effect will not be more than 10%. So that was why the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, he gave us that advice, alayhi salatu wasallam. He said, الدُّعَى يَنْفَعُ مِمَّا نَزَلَ وَمِمَّا لَمْ يَنْزِلْ فَعَلَيْكُمْ عِبَادَ اللَّهِ بِالدُّعَى. Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu anhuma reported the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam to have said, and this hadith, Al-Imam al-Albani rahimahullah grades it Hassan, it was collected by Al-Imam al-Tirmidhi. The Prophet said sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, الدُّعَى يَنْفَعُ مِمَّا نَزَلَ. The dua is beneficial when the individual is in the depth of the well. He is right in the depth of the ocean. He is right in the middle of the trouble. يَنْفَعُهُ اللَّهُ بِدُعَائِهِ. Allah will benefit that individual by his making dua. الدُّعَى يَنْفَعُ مِمَّا نَزَلَ. Dua, ikhwa. Dua is very beneficial when the trouble is already on the ground. وَمِمَّا لَمْ يَنْزِلْ. The dua is also beneficial before trouble comes, because it will put it away and prevent it from descending. So the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, when this is the case with dua, dua is like Ibn al-Qayyim said, aduul bala, fa'alaykum ibadallahi bidua. So, O people, alaykum ya ibadallah. O people, O servants of Allah, alaykum bidua. Stick to making dua. Keep to dua. Keep to dua. Make dua. Don't ever underrate the importance and the significance of making dua. Make dua, ayuhal ikhwa. This was an advice we got from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. I remembered from the hadith of Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu anhu that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi upon difficulty and was a bit angry, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he was saying, these people, were you not making dua? Were you not making dua? Meaning to say, if they were making dua and full of dua, their condition will not be as bad as this. Why? A dua removes trouble for you. By your dua, Allah will protect you from being in difficult situations. And that was why in many places in the Quran, Allah encouraged us to make dua. In a place, Allah says, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمُ الدُّنِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. Your Lord, your Rabb, he says to you, ادْعُونِي, all of you, call unto me, أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. I will grant your requests. I will grant your supplications. So we are all encouraged to make dua. Ikhwa, make dua. You are sick, make dua. You have headache, make dua. You have malaria, make dua. You have rashes, make dua. You have trouble with your husband, make dua. You have troubles with your wife, make dua. You have money, ikhwa, make dua. You don't have the money, make dua. Be full of dua. All and asking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't let it ever be that you want to be upon anything and you are not making dua. Make dua, make dua, make dua, make dua, protection. Dua, the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, presence of Allah. Make lots of dua. These are our times. And it is. To making dua. May Allah. He went on Rahimahullah and Al Ilhah fi dua. From the So the Imam Rahimahullah also encouraged us to persist upon dua. He said, Rahimahullah, وَمِنْ أَنْفَعِ الْأَدْوِيَةِ الْإِلْحَاحُ فِي الدُّعَى. From the most potent and the most effective approach to resolving our troubles and finding healing for our worries is الْإِلْحَاحُ فِي الدُّعَى, being persistent, being insistent upon making dua. May Allah accept our dua. He also advised us, Rahimahullah, said, "Min al-afat allati tamna'u tarattub athari du'a'i alayhi an yasta'jil al-'abd." From those pitfalls that prevent the individual from finding the signs, from finding the impact of his dua, is that an yasta'jil al-'abdu, that the individual becomes hasty. So as persistent and insistent you are upon your dua, don't become hasty in your supplications, O ikhwa. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, لا يزال العبد بخير ما لم يستعجل. لا يزال العبد بخير ما لم يستعجل. The individual will continue to be upon goodness until he has not become hasty. قالوا يا رسول الله كيف يستعجل. They asked him, O Messenger of Allah, how would an individual become hasty? Because when he becomes hasty, he loses the goodness. The Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, يَقُولُ قَدْ دَعْتُ رَبِّي فَلَمْ يَسْتَجِبْ لِي. The individual becomes hasty when he begins to say, قَدْ دَعَوْتُ رَبِّي, I have prayed, I have made bar, I have supplicated, فَلَمْ يَسْتَجِبْ لِي, and I have not been answered, I have not been granted what I want. We hear this a lot from our brothers, from our sisters, when something happens. From the generality of the Muslims, they say, oh, we have been making dua here, but we have not seen any impact. That your statement itself is a problem to that dua. The Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, la yazalu al-abdu bi khairin ma lam yasta'jil. The individual will be upon goodness. In another report, it said, يُسْتَجَابُ لِأَحَدِكُمْ مَا لَمْ يَعْجَلْ. يُسْتَجَابُ لِأَحَدِكُمْ. Each of you will be granted what he is requesting for. مَا لَمْ يَعْجَلْ. As long as he has not become hasty. And the people will ask, what does it mean? كَيْفَ يَسْتَعْجِلْ. How does it mean that the individual is hasty? The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, يَقُولْ قَدْ دَعَوْتُ. The individual say, I have made dua, I have been making dua. دعوت ربي, I have been calling my Lord, فلم يستجب لي, and he has not answered me. Don't say this because it is antithetical to the potency of your dua. May Allah protect us. Al-Imam Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah went ahead to further advise us on how to make efficacious dua. How is it that when I make dua, my dua is very potent? My dua is very efficacious. My dua is very strong to hold back trouble from me, and strong to help me sustain my goodness and be upon things of light and joy. How do I control it? How do I make sure that my dua is sound? This is the lesson that we are upon now. For those of us who are upon the copy we have on the screen, that occurs on page 16. For those of us who are upon the copy we have on the screen, that occurs on page 16. But for those of us who are with the copy of Nidal ibn Abdul Karim, that occurs on page 105. Imam ibn al-Qayyim said, rahimahullah, وَإِذَا جَمَعَ مَعَ الدُّعَاءِ حُضُورَ الْقَلْبِ, when the individual combines dua, as you are making dua, رَبِّي لَا تَذَرْنِي فَرْدًا, ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين, ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد اذ هديتنا, ربنا آتنا في الدنيا. As you make the dua, اذا جمع مع الدعاء حضور القلب, when the individual combines with his dua حضور القلب, the presence of his mind in his dua, so that it is not that he's making the dua, he's saying Rabbana Atina upon his tongue, but his mind is upon his Facebook pages, and yet he says I am making dua. If the individual combines ma'ad du'a'i together with his dua, hudur al-qalbi, the presence of his mind, wa jam'iyatahu بِكُلِّيَّتِهِ عَلَى الْمَطْلُوبِ, and he brings all his attention, all his mind, he concentrates it عَلَى الْمَطْلُوبِ, upon what he is asking for. He has presence of mind, and he combines the entirety of his attention, places it upon what he is asking for. وَصَادَفَ وَقْتًا مِنْ أَوْقَاتِ الْإِجَابَةِ السِّتَّةِ, and then that happens to be within the times, six of them, that we have been guaranteed acceptance of dua. So if you have the presence of mind and good attention, and that presence of mind, good attention, free from distractions, صادف وقتا من أوقات الإجابة, you make it conform, you bring it in into a time frame. That time frame, they are أوقات الإجابة الستة, the times, six of them, that we have been guaranteed assurance. We mentioned these periods in the last class. Those six periods that when we make dua, bi-iznillah, we hope very highly that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant our dua exactly as we ask for it, or give us better than it. Sometimes the dua that we ask for, they answered in a way better than what we ask for, but we will still be waiting for the dua to be answered. Meanwhile, it has been answered better than we are asking for it. There are many examples of this that I know, and I'm sure we all will have known and seen. Someone will be asking for something, and Allah is already giving in him better than what he was asking for. But he would not know. He would still be asking for the other one, not knowing that he already has one better than it. That you want to marry a sister, young people. You saw a sister you want to marry. You are making dua. Allah make it easy. Allah make it easy. Allah make it easy. But it happened that they rejected your proposal for you to marry the woman. And then Allah brings another woman to you. That was the one you married. Somehow you are still thinking, oh, I wish I married the other sister. Fast forward 25 years later, the other woman does not have except just a single child. Allah protected. He gave you one wife, another one. That one has 7, 8 children for you. So perhaps if you had been the one who married that first one, you would not have had more than a single child. Perhaps. So many times you already have better than what you are asking for, but you are still waiting for the other one that you think is better. So Al-Imam Ibn Al-Qayyim rahimahullah, he's advising us about how to get our dua very, very potent. He said, إِذَا جَمَعَ مَعَ الدُّعَاءِ حُضُورَ الْقَلْبِ وَجَمْعِيَّتَهُ بِكُلِّيَّتِهِ عَلَى الْمَطْلُوبِ. If the individual combines together with his dua, he combines presence of mind and gathers the entirety of his attention and places it on his request. وَصَدَفَ وَقْتًا مِنْ أَوْقَاتِ الْإِجَابَةِ السِّتَّةِ. And that one now happens within the 6 times that we have been encouraged to make dua, that we have been guaranteed that our dua will be answered. He now told us those 6 periods. The first of them, as-sulthu al-akhir min al-layl, the last third part of the night, as-sulthu al-akhir, the last one third min al-layl. On every night, Idri, does it include Laylatul Qadr? Wise. He realizes it. He said last 1/3, how to calculate 1/3. As-sulusul akhir was the first that he mentioned, rahimahullah. When he mentioned the 6 periods, we have been guaranteed acceptance for our dua. As-sulusul akhir was the first one that he mentioned, min al-layl, the last third part of the night. And that is for all the nights, whether in Ramadan or outside Ramadan. As-sulusul akhir min al-layl, the last third part of the night. We know the hadith regarding that. We read it in the last class. The second time that Al-Imam Ibn al-Qayyim mentions, he said, عند al-adhan, just during the adhan and end of it, when the adhan starts, the muazzin begins to call out, inviting us for salat. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. we begin to say the like of what the Mu'adhin says. When the Mu'adhin ends the Salah, the first thing we say is Salatu ala Nabi. And after that, we make the dua asking for al-wasila for the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And after that, we dua. Make dua, ikhwa. The Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, a man came to him and said, Inna al-mu'adhinina yafdulunana bil-adhan. Al-mu'adhinun, those who make adhans, those who call us to come and pray. Yafdulunana, they are becoming ahead of us. They are becoming superior to us because they are making the adhan. He is one person, but he calls 100 people to come and pray. He has rewards from all 100 that he reminded and invited for Salah. Because during his adhan, he will say, Ya ala Salah. And then we will come back to him and pray together with him. He has rewards for inviting us onto goodness. So this man asks the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Innal mu'adhinina yafudulunana, the mu'adhinun, they are becoming superior to us. They have more advantage. They have more virtues than us. Faqala Rasulullahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet then said alayhi salatu wasalam, he says, Kul kama yakulun. Say the like of what the Mu'adhin says. Ikhwa. Don't let it be that when the Mu'adhin is calling the Adhan, you are discussing, talking about football, talking about politics, and these other issues that engulf our discussions. The Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, Kul kama yakulun. Say as the Mu'adhinun, as they say, you say it. If he says, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, you say, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, you say Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, and you continue like that till he ends. The Prophet said alayhi salatu wasalam, فَإِذَا انْتَهَيْتْ فَسَلْ تُؤْتَهْ. When you end the adhan, sal, ask, تُؤْتَهْ, you will be granted what you ask for. فَسَلْ تُؤْتَهْ, ask and you shall be granted what you ask for. This is evidence that in the adhan, there is waqtul ijab, there is a period of acceptance of dua. The first period is as-sulusul akhir min al-layl. The second one is in the adhan. Don't forget how to grab that time in the adhan. You say the like of what the muazzin is saying. When he finishes, you say salatu ala nabi. When you finish that one, you say dua. Allahumma rabba hadhihi da'awati tama. When you finish that one, you make dua. Fasal tu'ta. Ask what you want. Allah will give you. The third time the Prophet, Al-Imam Ibn Al-Qayyim rahimahullah mentioned to us, he says, وَبَيْنَ الْأَذَانِ وَالْإِقَامَةِ. Between Al-Adhan and Al-Iqamah. That's another time of gist for many people, instead of paying attention to dua. And the Prophet had told us, alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, إِنَّ الدُّعَاءَ بَيْنَ الْأَذَانِ وَالْإِقَامَةِ لَا تُرَجْ. The dua between al-adhan and al-iqamah. The Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, لَا يُرَدُّ. It will not be rejected. The fourth time, Al-Imam Ibn Al-Qayyim mentioned, he said, وَأَدْبَارُ الصَّلَوَاتِ الْمَكْتُوبَاتِ. وَأَدْبَارُ الصَّلَوَاتِ الْمَكْتُوبَاتِ. Time number four, when response very highly granted to our dua. The fourth period is adbaru salawati al-maktubat, at the tail end of the obligatory prayers. Tail end. When is that tail end? Just before taslim. That is the adbar of your salah. It is part of it, but at the end of it. At the end, the tail end, akhiru salati qabla taslim. That adbaru salah. Fi awakhir salah. At the end of your salah, before you go out of salah. Tail end of our salah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged us to dua. at the tail end of Salatul Maktuba. Don't forget, tail end. So when you make tahiyya, you make salatu ala nabi, you make al-isti'adha to min al-arba'i, and the like of that. Make dua. Ikhwa, make dua. May Allah accept our dua. The fifth time the Prophet mentioned, the Imam rahimahullah Ibn al-Qayyim mentioned, is a combination of two times on a single day, on the days of Jum'ah. We have discussed all of these in the last class. We are revising them so that we come back fresh, because he is going to build a point on this matter. It's the reason why we have to go back to them and make sure that we call them to mind again. He said, rahimahullah, وَعِنْدَ سُعُودِ الْإِمَامِ يَوْمَ الْجُمْعَةِ عَلَى الْمِنْبَرِ حَتَّى تُقْضَى الصَّلَاةُ. He said, عِنْدَ سُعُودِ الْإِمَامِ يَوْمَ الْجُمْعَةِ عَلَى الْمِنْبَرِ حَتَّى تُقْضَى الصَّلَاةُ. From the time when the Imam goes up, ascends the minbar, يَوْمَ الْجُمْعَةِ, on the days of Jum'ah, Hatta tuqda salah, until when the salah would end. This is a long range of time. So you have to look in between this time, the period that you'll be free to make dua. So when the Imam comes and he sits on the minbar, when the Imam enters the masjid on the days of Jum'ah, what is the first thing that he must do according to the sunnah? He makes taslim. The Imam climbs the minbar. He says, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, as we do to start a class. Everybody says, alaikum assalam. He sits down. And then the muazzin calls the adhan. From this period, maybe as he sits down, the muazzin is still preparing to start the adhan. Start making dua if you find an opportunity. And when the muazzin starts the adhan, what do you start? You start repeating after the muazzin. When the muazzin ends the adhan, you come into another time for al-ijaba. You see, two periods of ijaba connect after the adhan and when? From the time the Imam ascends the minbar. Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiyallahu anhu, he asked Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu anhuma, did you hear from your father Umar radiyallahu anhu saying anything about the time when dua is well answered, mostly on the days of Jum'ah? Did you hear anything from your father, from the Prophet, about that? Abu Sa'id al-Khudri was asking who? Abdullah ibn Umar. Did you hear something? That time that is most useful on the day of Jum'ah regarding dua. That when the individual asks for something, he gets the answer for it. Did you ask about it? When was that? Abdullah ibn Umar said, I asked. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it is ma bayna an yajlis al-imamu ila an tuqda as-salah. Ma bayna an, the time between an yajlis al-imam, when the Imam sits down on the minbar, he comes into the masjid, and ila, until, it's a wide period, and took the salah. So when the minbar, when the Imam finishes his khutbah too, before he comes down, before he starts salah, there's a period there. Quickly make dua. Allah will accept that dua. Because a range of time. The Prophet called it ma bayna an yajlis al-imamu ila an tuqda as-salah, from the time when the Imam comes into the masjid and sits down up until the salah ends. Okay, take another time to have another time. Quickly chip in your dua. It's a quick one. Before you make your takbiratul ihram, while waiting for the Imam to start his own salah. So that long period on the day of Jum'ah is a period of ijaba. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said about it, that la yusadifuha abdun muslimun wa huwa yusalli yad'u Allah illa a'ta'u hajatahu. The individual does not come in close contact with that period on the day of judge, on the day of Jumu'ah, except that that need you are asking for, Allah will give you. So quickly chip it in, put your dua inside, quickly ask, Allah will answer, subhanahu wa ta'ala. The sixth time that Al-Imam Ibn Al-Qayyim mentioned, rahimahullah, he said, وَآخِرُ سَاعَةٍ بَعْدَ الْعَصْرِ مِنْ ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمِ. آخِرُ سَاعَةٍ بَعْدَ الْعَصْرِ فِي ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمِ. The last hour, آخِرُ سَاعَةٍ, the last, just before Maghrib, on the days of Jumu'ah. Scholars say start it before Ghurub al-Shams, from immediately after Salatul Asr, sit down there. Many of the early Muslims, they do not go anywhere from after Salatul Asr up to the time of Salatul Maghrib. Sit down there after your Salatul Asr if it is easy. If not, quickly do what you want to do. Because the more you get closer to Ghurub al-Shams, the more you get closer to that time. Because it is the last hour. That also occurs in a hadith collected by Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, that four hadith of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri and Abdullah ibn Umar occurs in Sahih Muslim. But in the hadith of Abu Huraira, when the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, that wahiya ba'da al-asri, that time is after Salatul Asri. That's why many of the Salaf from after Salat Ba'd, because he said it was ba'da Salatul Asri. And many of the companions, that time after Asr to Maghrib, they don't go anywhere. They employ that time to be asking Allah for their need. Ibn Auf, Abu Salama, he said, "Anna nasan min ashabi Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam ijtama'u فَتَذَاكَرُوا السَّاعَةَ الَّتِي فِي يَوْمِ الْجُمْعَةِ. It's a group of amongst the companions, each time they gathered. They began to mutually discuss. That's time Al-Latif, when do I best? That is how very interested companions were, radiallahu anhu. Abu Sa'id went to ask Ibn Umar, did you hear anything from your father, from the Prophet on this matter? So in this case where Abu Salama, rahimahullah, was reporting to us, and he was from amongst the Tabi'un, amongst the elders, amongst the Tabi'un, Abu Salama, the son of who? Abdurrahman ibn Auf. He said, أن ناسا من أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم اجتمعوا فتذاكروا الساعة التي في يوم الجمعة. They began to discuss that time on the day of Jum'ah. When is that time that dua is best answered? فتفرق. Just before Ghurub al-Shams, on the days of Jum'ah. On the days of Jum'ah, we usually read Kitab al-Kaba'id, Ikhwa. When we finish that class, sit down somewhere, late dua. We usually end that class around 5:30 or 6. So between that 6:30, 6:50, 7 p.m., as we have the time now, it's a very nice time to make dua. That class will prepare your mind and calm you down. After that, sit down there as a woman in your room, your house, wherever you are. Stay where you are. Be calm. Make dua. Face Qibla. We are coming back to these ones too. Because to the ethic, we're talking about the time to make dua. So they all add to the potency of your dua. You make some people make dua, the dua is not strong. Ibn al-Qayyim said they are like people firing an arrow from a weak bow. The string of the bow is weak. So when the person firing the arrow fires it, what happens to the arrow? It comes out of the bow, but it doesn't travel far. But if the string of your bow is strong, when you stretch it and release it, it goes and reaches your target. That is the difference between a potent and effective dua and a dua of you are just making. May Allah protect all of us. Let us not be negligent about our dua. So these are six periods. The first one is As-Sulus. The second one is what? Indal Adhan. But the fifth Ud al-Imam Yawm al-Jum'ati ala al-Mimbari hatta tuqdas salat. The sixth one is what? Al-Asri min Yawm al-Jum'ah. These are the six periods. Ikhwa, note these six periods. May Allah is answered at all that time. So don't come and start telling me that are these the only times you should be making dua? Dua is accepted at every point in time. But the acceptability of the dua is very high within these six periods. How do we know? We have guarantee. The Prophet said, if you make dua at this time, Allah will accept it. If you make dua at this time, Allah is accept it. Allah will accept it. So they have more potency for our dua, more possibility, bigger chances that our dua will be a big. Allah favors times and time, and He keeps a lot of favors inside it. So those times for this time, make dua, we accept. I like to make one point before moving ahead. You see, for each of those points that Ibn al-Qayyim mentioned, that there is a high acceptability for us when we make dua. You see, for each of them, there's a hadith. For each of them, there's a hadith. He was not just saying it by himself. So if one shehu comes to deceive you tomorrow, to say, at so time, if you make dua, Allah will accept, ask him for the proof. Ask him for the evidence. Because the one who has that ability to say that to us is the Prophet Muhammad. We know that one time is more efficacious than another time. From who? The Prophet Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Al-Imam Ibn al-Qayyim said, if you combine your dua, you make your dua to happen in between these periods. He continued, rahimahullah, وَصَادَفَ خُشُوعًا فِي الْقَلْبِ. And it happens that as you are making that dua within that period, sadafa khushu'an fil qalbi, it happens that inside your mind, you are consciously fearful of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa inkisaran bayna yaday rabb ta'ala, inkisar. You feel lowly before Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are not arrogant before Him. You feel lowly. Then subhanallah, you lower tadarru'an. You are hopefully requesting while being humble. And in all of these, you are calm, you are still, but you are hopeful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have intisar, you lower yourself humbly before subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are modest and humble before him. What tadarru'an? You come with tadarru', a kind of not bringing yourself up while being hopeful. That the one that I beg is mighty. He is al-azim, absolutely mighty. You are calm before him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. While being hopeful that I don't have any other person to come to. You are like this in those six periods that we have mentioned. Was takbalali adda'il qibla. In that, you that you are making that supplication, you are facing the qibla. Wa kana ala taharatin. And then you are upon tahara. You are upon wudu. And then you raise your hand to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because the Prophet told us, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Inna rabbakum tabaraka ta'ala hayyun kareemun yastahi min abdihi idha rafa'a yadayhi ilayhi an yaruddahuma sifra. The Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, Inna rabbakum tabaraka ta'ala. Your Lord, tabaraka ta'ala. Allah is absolutely full of blessings. He is blessed. Blessed is He, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Glorious is He. Far above us. This Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is hayyun. He is absolutely modest. He is kareem. Amongst Arabs, Al-Kareem is the one who, even when you don't ask him, he is full of always providing people with benefits. You didn't ask him, he benefits you, he gives you, take, gives you. You didn't ask him. How about when you are now asking him? Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is either, is yastahi min abdihi. إِذَا رَفَعَ يَدَيْهِ إِلَيْهِ أَنْ يَرُدَّهُمَا صِفْرًا. He's modest of it. How will my servant raise his hands? ثُمَّ يَرُدَّهُمَا صِفْرًا. And then he will return it without having anything. So if I raise my hand, he must put something, he must give me something. So when I target those six periods, I target khushur, I target Al-inkisaru bayna yaday Rabb. I target zul, humbling myself before him and being lowly, looking up unto him. I face the qibla. I am upon wudu. I raise my two hands. He said, rahimahullah, wa bada bihamdillahi wa thana'i alayhi. Take note of this. When you start your dua, start with Alhamdulillah, praising Allah first. When you dua, start with what? Bihamdillah ta'ala, by thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mercy that you already enjoy. Wathana'i alayhi, praising Allah. ثم ثنى بالصلاة على محمد عبده ورسوله. Then you make الصلاة على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. You make الصلاة على النبي. So if you ask me, how do you start dua? You start dua by saying الحمد لله. Then you do what? الصلاة على النبي. Then he said, رحمه الله, ثم قدم بين يدي حاجته as he's putting his need qaddama bayna yaday, before he starts mentioning his needs, qaddama tawbata wal istighfar, he is also asking Allah, Allah forgive me, Allah forgive me. So he starts with what? Bihamdillahi wa thana'i alayhi. Summa thana bimada as-salatu ala nabi. Then before he begins to mention his need, qaddama bayna yaday hajati. Before he begins to mention, oh Allah, give me this, give me this, he pushes forward. What does he push forward? Pushes forward at tawbah wal istighfar. Oh Allah, forgive me. Oh Allah, I repent unto you. Summa dakhala ala Allah. Look at the expression that he employed. Then he enters onto his dua. Wa alaha alayhi fil mas'ala. He begins to ask Allah, ask Allah, ask Allah. Wa tamallaqahu. And then he begins. Wada'ahu ragbatan wa rahbatan. He asking Allah, calling to him, ragbatan, desirous. You are calling him out of full desire. You are desirous of what you are seeing. Wa rahbatan. In that, in all of these, you are also full of awe. You are also full of respect. You are also full of esteem for him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibn al-Qayyim said, rahimahullah, wa tawassala ilayhi bi asma'ihi wa sifatihi wa tawhidihi. Tawassala ilayhi. As you are doing that, you are pushing forward his names and his attributes. Like when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he makes istighfar, he will say, Allahumma gfir li wa tub alayya. Look at this. Allahumma gfir li wa tub alayya. Oh Allah, forgive me and grant me the ability to repent and accept my repentance. You know what he will say after that? Innaka anta tawwabur rahim. This is making tawassul bi asma'illahi wa sifatihi. So innaka anta tawwab. Certainly you are the one, you are a tawwab. You absolutely forgive and pardon. Ar-Rahim. You absolutely show mercy. So show mercy on me. So when, after our dua, we are saying, Ya Zal Jalal wal Ikram, Ya Rahman Rahimin, we are begging him using these names. So that was what Ibn al-Qayyim said. Watawassala ilayhi. You seek nearness to him, bi asma'ihi, by mentioning his names, wa sifatihi, and mentioning the things that he does. Like look at Sayyidul Istighfar, when we're discussing Sayyidul Istighfar. Allahumma anta rabbi. La ilaha illa anta. La ilaha illa anta, you are describing Allah. Khalaqtani. You are saying what? Ana ala hadika. O hadika. But I want this one. This is the way to go about our dua. Wa tawhidihi. You are the one who said, La ilaha illa ant. There is no one deserving worship except you. Khalaqtani, you alone created me. Wa ana abduka, my service is for you alone. You'll be declaring his oneness as you make dua. You'll be praising him, calling his names and attributes. He said, Kulidu Allah awidu al-Rahman. Ayyamma tad'u falahul asma'ul husna. That's why he says, Walillahi al-asma'ul husna fad'uhu biha. Allah has the innaka anta tawwab. Call him, mention Al-Razzaq al-Fattah. Wa qaddama bayna yaday du'a'ihi sadaqah. As you are making dua like this, Ibn al-Qayyim said, as you make dua, make some sadaqah too. From the means of seeking tawassul, make sadaqah. Because Allah likes sadaqah. One of the things for which an individual is free from the fire, most sadaqah. That's why those who are in the fire will be begging Allah, let's go back to this world to do what? Sadaqah. To make sadaqah. That's why our elders before now, our own parents, when they make dua, they usually make sadaqah. It's not as if you don't make sadaqah, the dua will not accept. For be a person always, you are making sadaqah. Sadaqah makes your dua be accepted. Not just when you make dua, always give. Many of us give in Ramadan. Once Ramadan ends, we shall eat. If you're a person who you like not to enter hellfire at all, 1 million means to death, that is by giving what? Sadaqah. If you don't like to enter fire at all, give a lot of sadaqah. And I think that is the condition of all of us. May Allah protect us from Jahannam. Ibn al-Qayyim said, Rahim, do you rod to abada? Dua that you make like this, la yakadu yurad to abada. It is not likely to be rejected lie at all. Dua that you make like this, you look for one good time from the six times. You sit down with you, you face the Qibla, you dress properly, and then you humble yourself, you bring yourself down before Allah. Start calling him Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi, begging him with his name, begging him with his attributes, making sadaqah, doing all of this. It's not likely to be rejected at all. It's not likely to be rejected at all. I think it will suffice for us to start here today. Bismillah, we'll continue from here in our next class. If we have one or two questions today, we'll answer it. We've combined between making a general revision and at least moving ahead in the class today. Bismillah, we'll come back to class in the next week and proceed from here. We all have what it takes now to make sound and potent dua. So someone asked, if the dua is not strong, somebody was asking, what does it mean that dua is strong? You have heard a strong dua now. You search for a good time. You are in a good condition. You start properly. Say Alhamdulillah, Salatu ala Nabi. You make istighfar. Ask for your need. As you are asking for your need, be praising Allah. Mentioning His oneness, mentioning His names, mentioning His attributes. After your dua or before your dua, make your sadaqah. Make sadaqah. Give people. If you make dua like this, most likely that dua will be answered. May Allah answer our dua, forgive our shortcomings. We can take a question with that before we call it a day today about the Rahman.
Salawatullah alaykum ya shakal.
And then wa iyaakum about the Rahman.
The question here is, Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Hafidhakum Allah wa shaykum.
Ameen wa iyaakum.
I won't say ameen to the dua made randomly by Imam while delivering the khutbah, apart from the one made at the end of the khutbah.
Yes, whenever the Imam makes dua on the day of Jummah, say Ameen. When the Imam makes dua on the day of Jummah, say Ameen, Allah. Man, I like to mention it and perhaps what? Can we hear me? Can we hear me?
No, I'm your shaykhan.
The brother is in the second and the third period, as mentioned by Ibn al-Qayyim, rahimahullah. Second one is in the adhan, immediately after the adhan, because of that zarf in the. Immediately follows the adhan. It is different from bayn al-iqamati wal adhan. بين الأذان والإقامة. That's the second one, follows the Adhan. Don't forget, it starts with, as the Muadhin is making his Adhan, you are following him. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, you also say Allahu Akbar, Allah. When he ends La ilaha illallah, you also end La ilaha illallah. Then you start. What do you start with? Salatu ala nabi. Then what? Du'a'u li rasuli bil wasila. Allahumma rabba hadhihi da'awati tama, to the end of it. Immediately after that one, you make dua. That is end al adhan, following the adhan immediately after. But bain al adhan wal iqama is now everything concerning the adhan has ended. We are now waiting the master to sit down properly and make dua. The first one is connected to the adhan. The second one will come properly after everything regarding the adhan. You can connect between the two. Then the masjid, connect, you finish that one, connect it to, connect it, connect between the two, up from when the muadhin begins his adhan, up onto when the comma comes to start. You would have joined between the second and the third period. I hope that it is clear.
Exactly.
I mean, wa yakum Abdul Rahman, can we call it a day today? Please keep our questions. We will soon try to declare a full day for questions on Adda'u wa Dawa. May Allah accept our dua. May Allah forgive all of us. I hope we all made lots of dua during the Eid. May Allah accept it all. May Allah forgive all of us. May Allah make us from His friends. Put His love into our hearts. Make us from the people of sound iman. Make our graves easy for us. And admit us into His Jannah on the day of King. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Subhanaka Allahumma bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله.
عبد الرحمن، I'll see you tomorrow إن شاء الله.
نعم يا شيخ.